A pivotal debate in Pennsylvania. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz will share the stage tonight for one of the most highly anticipated debates of the midterm elections.
Oz and Fetterman will meet in Harrisburg for what may be their one and only face-to-face exchange on issues. Fetterman's camp questioning if Oz knows enough on what concerns Pennsylvanians. Oz has lived many years in New Jersey. Oz has hit often on Fetterman's health. Fitness to serve has become an issue since Fetterman suffered a stroke in May. Most polls have the race well within the margin of error, which means performances tonight could sway undecideds. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The two men are vying for Pennsylvania's open U.S. Senate seat. Last night, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis faced off against Democrat Charlie Crist in their only scheduled debate. Crist challenging the governor to make a pledge to Floridians.
Why don't you look in the eyes of the people of the state of Florida and say to them, if you're reelected, you will serve a full four-year term as governor. Yes or no?
DeSantis sidestepping the question.
I know that Charlie's interested in talking about 2024 and Joe Biden, but I just want to make things very, very clear. The only worn-out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is Charlie Crist.
The debate courtesy of WPEC Sinclair Broadcast Group. Questions swirling around about the gunman identified as 19-year-old Orlando Harris, who went to his old high school in South St. Louis yesterday and shot and killed two people and wounded seven. Police Chief Michael Sack praising his officers.
I can't say enough how well the officers did getting there on scene as quickly as they did, making entry, locating the suspect.
Sack won't say how Harris got into the school after first being deterred by locked doors. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
King Charles of Britain will appoint a new prime minister today.
Britain's Conservative Party tapping a new prime minister, Rishi Sunak. Today, the former finance minister addressed the difficult task of uniting his party and stabilizing the economy where inflation is currently at a 40-year high. Sunak will become the first minority PM in the country. He's faced his share of backlash this year as critics say he's too wealthy to understand the financial strains affecting most citizens. The former banker and his wife, the daughter of an Indian billionaire, are worth more than $830 million. Sunak will meet King Charles III on Tuesday and officially step into the role. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Moscow adds another dimension to the war in Ukraine by saying that Kyiv is preparing to use a dirty bomb in Ukraine.
We reject Russia's transparently false allegation that Ukraine is preparing to use a dirty bomb on its own territory.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Ukraine has denied the allegation and warns Russia may be signaling it is preparing to use such weapons. Emmy-winning actor Leslie Jordan died in a car crash yesterday. The beloved comic actor, best known for his role in TV's Will and Grace.
Miss Adler, how dare you come into my home and desecrate the day that I have set aside to celebrate my wife's death.
Life.
A representative for Jordan said the world is definitely a much darker place without Jordan's light and love. Jordan was 67. And no winner in last night's Powerball jackpot, so the grand prize rolls over for an estimated $680 million on Wednesday. The cash value on that would be $326 million. And the Dow closed at its highest level in 6 weeks. Dow futures down 40 points at this hour. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.